IQ Mobile.
Bill, N0TR.
Yes, it is afternoon. By 2 minutes. Boy, you're on the ball.
As he's sitting here in front of an atomic clock and watching the news. Oh, got 51 degrees, but I just went out and put a couple of letters out in the mailbox. I got to tell you, it's cold out there, Bill. Showing 9 to 13 straight out of the north.
It's going to get cooler, too. Yeah, I'm in the car here, headed home. I got my ears lured by my hair doctor. I got up this morning and walked Toby, went our usual route. Even though I walked him about 8 o'clock. That's later than I normally do. But with that sunshine, he felt really good. I really enjoyed the walk, so did Toby. He became the pace dog. He made sure I didn't slow down.
Dogs walking the owner. I've seen that more than once and been in that position. Especially with a horse like that.
You obey his commands.
Strong dogs. They about knocked me over. Man, they're just one solid muscle, that's for sure. But they're beautiful animals. Well, that's the only time I went out. I moved the truck back to the other side of the carport. I had moved it up against the house just in case there was any bad storms. I don't know. Bernice, you remember how much rain we got last night? It was over an inch, and then we got 5,700 since midnight. But the wind was about 32 along in that area, not as high as what a lot of them got.
Last night, Toby probably spent a couple hours in my basement storage room. That he goes down there because the thunder is muffled quite a bit. He doesn't see the lightning, and I put a doggy mattress down for him to lay on. But he just, oh my goodness, it sounded like World War III going through there. But we didn't get the really, 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 really bad part. I could see it going around us. And it was like most of it, where it was really bad, was more towards Spartanburg or where you were, and around Greenville. That's not to say that it wasn't bad, but we didn't have any nearby lightning strikes. When I say nearby, I mean like a mile or two away. It was all, well, most of it towards Spartanburg side, relative to our house, over.
Yeah, Bill, I walked out and looked, and there was a lot of street lightning, but it was cloud to cloud, just streaking across the sky. But looking out our west window towards the neighbors, there were just sheets of it blowing off of his roof. And, it could have been a lot worse, so I guess we wound up pretty lucky. But a lot of times it does tend to go over towards Spartanburg rather than here. It'll come along Paris Mountain there and then ziggy off to the northeast of us and wind up in Spartanburg. And that's a pretty typical track, just looking out in the front yard towards it. But I'm glad it didn't get any rougher. I was talking to a friend of ours up in Kansas this morning. Last week it was like 63 degrees one day. And he says the next day it was 27 below zero wind chill.
That was in Kansas?
Yeah, that's when it got down to 7 degrees here. It was funny. Old Bruce said, man, he said, you couldn't believe it, Tom. He said it was like life below zero.
You know, we can complain about our weather, and it does get cold at times, but it's nothing like Kansas. Kansas is a great place to be from.
You know, that was in Erie, Kansas, and it's just west of where we live in Pittsburgh, about 30 miles or so, or 40. Yeah, that's still southeast Kansas, and it's much worse when you get out the west side of Wichita, up there around Salina and all that, where it's really flat.
Salina. I don't remember it, but I lived there briefly. I was just practically a baby, I guess the best way to put it. But I got a lot of relatives still that live in northeast Kansas. Like I said, a great place to be from. That's my motto. Did I tell you I lost one of my dogs about three months ago?
No, sir, you didn't.
Yeah, it was my American Bulldog. He was right at 13, 14 years old. And he just, I had to take him in and put him down. But he just got so old, one day he looked at me and, you know, it was like, he was telling me it was time. He was almost totally blind. He couldn't hear. He was deaf. He had arthritis. He got to a point where he could hardly get up to his food bowl. He was telling me it was time to go. That was so sad. I know you've done that, but I've done it a lot of times, and it never gets easier.
Part out, it's like losing a part of the family, and boy, I'll tell you, that's a rough one, Bill. I had to take my mom's dog, the last one I took, to the vet and do that, and we was so close because we lived close, and he was a great dog, and he was a pit bull, but he never bit anybody in his life, and Benji was his name, and that was really hard. Mom couldn't do it, and so I had to, and he was in misery. But isn't it funny how the good things in life get taken away after 10 years or so, and that really sucks. It's just a bad situation, and you get to where you really love them dogs. They spoil you. They spoil Bernice, and she never had a dog that was inside. But the short-nosed bulldogs and that's a long time for him to live, so he had a great life.
I kept saying, I can't believe he's done it. Well, this was like a year ago. Well, he said, I can't believe he's that old, and he says, she said, I've never seen a bulldog like this breed, to live this long. But for the last year, he was taking anti-seizure medicine, and there was one other, I was giving him some medicine for his arthritis. But you know, that dog, he just didn't let it get him down. He remained a good dog. He wanted to be with you. I just still miss him. And, of course, Toby, the pit bull, boy, the first couple months, I thought he was going to, I was going to have to give him anxiety pills. They were, because it's long, Toby's whole life, he always was with Sarge. And when he went, he just like, oh, my goodness, what, you know. But he's pretty much back to normal now, but I know he misses... I know he misses Sarge, but Toby's a great dog, my goodness, but he's now classified as a senior. He's 9 years old. He's got some lumps and bumps on him. I take him in once in a while. They kind of, I'll let this drop. On those, I've got it, about a couple months, I have to take him in again. I take him to a local vet, and they give him blood tests and all that sort of stuff. But he is a great, great dog, and the cats just love him. And so he's kind of taken up with the cats now. I feel sorry for him. He's having to take up with cats, but Sarge isn't around anymore.
mom and dad's pit bull. It didn't like cats, and neither did our bird dog. I seen a couple of cats that took a good chunk out of Minnie, though. She messed with the wrong cat. But we always tried to keep her from it. But, man, if you was outside and there was a cat up here, you couldn't stop her. It was just wide open. But when we moved down here, Bernice said, no more dogs, no more heartbreak. And they tie you down, and she said, well, I just couldn't get another dog, put it that way, Bill.
I know. Well, in this case, Toby was raised with the cats. So he, you know, the cats has always been there. And they weren't, you know, when he was younger, they weren't afraid for him. And they just, they sleep together, and Toby just thinks it's natural to be friends with the cats. I hope Toby's got some more years. He doesn't have a lick of gray on him at all. If you look at Toby, you'd think he was 3 years old. He's got a little weight on him since then, but, you know, he's such a well-behaved dog. But, anyway, it's just... And I haven't been without a dog for like 35 years, so I don't know what's going to happen after, you know, he passes. I don't know. I don't have as long as a lot of these dogs would live. Let's put it that way. And I don't know what would happen to my dogs, over.
Well, TR, well, there's a thought. That's true, Bill. And, goes for all of us. Well, you get to be as old as I am.
Yeah, and you're pretty old.
It's a rare AGE, Bill. Shoot. Yeah, they're a lot of company. And I don't know. My daughter is just exactly, our daughter's just exactly like you, the one down here. They've got two dogs and always have had, and it just tears her up. The last one had cancer, and she spent a fortune on it, and right up to the last. And it just tears her heart out every time, and, you know, I can't render any advice there. She loves dogs. I love dogs, and... you know, I always love to go down there and visit them. That one dog just throws a fit whenever I come in. And Lucy, and I mean, she just whines and just all over me. And the other one's kind of skittish. And I think it's got part pit bull in it. She got it from she always gets them from the Humane Society. But boy, they can get expensive. Like, used to be when they left town, they'd leave them at a caretaker, you know, and it costs a lot of money, but now the neighbors take care of these dogs. We went down there the other day, and the neighbor's a retired lieutenant colonel, and his wife's a nurse, and I walked in the door, and we like to got ate alive by two monster German shepherds. Once you walk in, they were just fine, but you know, she takes care of theirs when they leave town. They went to Scotland or someplace, or Germany. And, well, this time they went to Pennsylvania to his folks. And during that blizzard, and then they take care of Amy's whenever they're out of town. They're in Universal Studios this weekend.
Well, I bet they're having fun. But it's good they got neighbors that will do that. But Phil used to live across the street from me. They used to do that. We'd take care of each other's dogs and whatnot. But, of course, that Phil hadn't lived for at least 4 or 5 years. So they don't have anybody there that could hear that can do it, or that I would trust to take care of. Now it's just Toby, but... we've been to Universal Studios. It's been quite a while, but really had a good time there. My days of going to Disney World, and I've been there like four times, and Universal Studios and all that, that's beyond my time now. I enjoyed it then, but I don't think I'd get the same enjoyment now as I would then. Over.
Went a few years ago with them, and I was all right until they talked me into going on one of these rides that go down through a tunnel and it shakes side to side and up and down, this and that, and they're very realistic, but they pull some G's, and oh my, I couldn't hardly walk when I got off of that ride. It really hurt me bad. So, yeah, my days of that's over. That was Disney World, wasn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
I've never been to Universal, but Amy says they change it every year. And that's what Jordan wanted to do this year, the younger one. He's, 13 now? 13 years old, and the older one's 16. And they enjoy it. And she gets a place that's got a stove and all of that, and they cook their own meals, you know, their own breakfast and this and that. And I'm sure they eat out for lunch and whatnot. But they went down on Wednesday, and they drove down there. It takes about 8 hours. And then they'll come back Monday.
Good time. Yep. That makes it better when you cook yourself. You get a sweet or some kind, and it's just more convenient. Not quite as expensive. Well, my neighbor's pulling out of their driveway. I'm gonna go 73 here, Tom. I've got to get inside, and I don't know what they're doing parking up there. Well, here they come, finally. Let you tie the ribbons on it.
Okay, Bill. Really enjoyed it. Pleasure's all mine, and it's nice to see the sunshine out there anyways today, and I'm going to go downstairs and make French cookies the rest of the afternoon, and I may put on the movie Top Gun. I've not seen it yet, or we've not seen it. Bernice don't care anything about it, but I do. 73's Bill, N4IQ, N0TR.
Is that Top Gun Maverick the one you're talking about?
Yes, they bought the movie.
Those in Blu-rays. That is a good movie. Both of them are just great. All right, I'll say 73's, and I'm here by the garage. N0TR, N4IQ, QRT.